This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump has made his first comments about a widespread data breach across the U.S. government, downplaying the seriousness and impact of the cyber espionage campaign. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
In a pair of tweets, President Trump suggests, without evidence, that China, not Russia, may be responsible for the attack. In his first comments on the breach, Trump scoffed at the focus on the Kremlin and downplayed the intrusions, though the government's cybersecurity agency has warned they pose a grave risk to government and private networks. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Friday that Russia was pretty clearly behind the cyber attack. It's not clear exactly what the hackers were seeking, but experts say it could include nuclear secrets, blueprints for advanced weaponry, COVID-19 vaccine research, or information for dossiers on government and industry leaders. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President-elect Joe Biden on Saturday rolled out an environmental team that he hopes will steer America toward greater action to curb climate change and to protect the nation's air and water. The president-elect told reporters as he introduced his choices that there was literally no time to waste. Biden compared the climate threat to the calamity of the coronavirus pandemic and pledged to take action.
Just like we need to be a unified nation in response to COVID-19, we need a unified national response to climate change. We need to meet the moment with the urgency it demands, as it would during any national emergency.
The approach is a shift from Donald Trump's presidency, which has been marked by efforts to boost oil and gas production while rolling back government efforts intended to safeguard the environment. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson says Christmas gatherings can't go ahead and non-essential shops must close in London and much of southern England as he imposed a new higher level of coronavirus restrictions on the region to curb spreading infections. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Johnson says that the capital and other areas in southern England, currently under Tier 3, the highest level of coronavirus restrictions, will move to an even stricter new Tier 4 that requires non-essential shops, hairdressers and indoor leisure venues to close. Johnson also says that a planned 5-day easing of socialising rules for Christmas will be cancelled for Tier 4 areas.
In England, those living in Tier 4 areas should not mix with anyone outside their own household. Christmas.
No mixing of households will be allowed except for under very limited conditions outside in public places. Zaria Shackley, London.
The Army General in charge of getting COVID-19 vaccines to the United States is apologizing for what he calls miscommunication with states over the number of doses delivered in the early stages of the rollout. AP's Julie Walker reports.
General Gus Perna says that's not happening with the newest vaccine.
Distribution of Moderna vaccine has already begun.
It's scheduled for rollout Sunday with Monday arrival across the country. As for states not getting the amount of Pfizer vaccine they expected, he says that was his planning error.
I failed. I am adjusting, I am fixing, and we will move forward from there.
General Perna says with the addition of Moderna's coronavirus vaccine to Pfizer's, the government is now on track to get about 20 million doses to states by late December, early January. I'm Julie Walker.
The government of the Central African Republic has accused former President Francois Bozize of attempting a coup ahead of next week's election. Leaders of the three main armed rebel groups occupying large areas of the country announced a coalition on Saturday. The rebels' announcement could further fuel tensions already on the rise in the troubled country before the presidential and legislative vote on December 27th. The opposition fears massive electoral fraud. More than 300 Nigerian schoolboys kidnapped last week in an attack on their school in the northwestern part of the country have arrived in the capital of Katsina State after their release on Thursday. Friends and family gathered to greet the boys with tears and hugs as they arrived. Nigeria's Boko Haram jihadist rebels claimed responsibility for the abduction, saying they attacked the school because they believe Western education is un-Islamic. Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.